report, in line with the report's recommendation, unequal access to treatment and harm reduction, we invite delegations to a high-level side event entitled End Inequalities, End AIDS, on the fast track, scaling up evidence-based services to address transmission of HIV and viral hepatitis among people who use drugs, to be held at the 67th session of the CND in March 2024. My delegation implements a human rights, health, gender-sensitive, age-appropriate, evidence-based and law enforcement approach in addressing and countering the world drug problem. This approach is informed by our commitment to the three drug control conventions and international drug policy obligations, as well as our domestic legislation, whose fundamental concern is to safeguard the health and welfare of humankind. South Africa's candidate for the INCB elections in April 2024, Prof. Zingela, is an embodiment of these values. South Africa continues to call for the mainstreaming of affordability, access, and availability of internationally controlled substances for medical purposes, whose consumption levels in developing countries are often not sufficient to meet the medical needs of populations. In conclusion, South Africa is convinced that the implementation of the three drug conventions and human rights obligations are complementary and mutually reinforcing. I thank you.
Thank you, Madam, on behalf of South Africa.